The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm being joined in studio by Dermot Moriarty. He of the marketing and communications manager with Safe Food. So what we're talking about is we really don't want your Christmas destroyed by Salmonella Central, whereby, oh my God, you spend the night on the toilet, you've got food poisoning and all the rest of it. So we're going to give you all the helpful tips to keep you safe. First of all, welcome, Dermot.
Good morning. Who
are Safe Food?
So Safe Food, we're one of the North-South bodies, so we promote food safety and healthy eating on the island of Ireland.
Are you a state body?
We are. Well,
another quango, is it?
Well, we're part of the, came out of the Good Friday Agreement, so we're one of the North-South bodies, so we work across across the island.
But your particular mandate is prevention, is it?
It's promotion, really. So it's things like this, encouraging people to have a safe and happy Christmas, how to cook their turkey properly, and also things like healthy eating and nutrition research as well. So yeah, but okay. Promoting really.
Okay, we'll get into your jumper later.
Thank you.
First of all, the turkey, right?
Sure.
So you can have frozen turkey, you can have, you know, your butcher is put aside. How many days should it be dead before you eat it?
Okay, well, I was listening to Josh earlier and great to hear him out amongst butchers and out in the shops and Christmas food and that. So with a frozen turkey, so if you're buying a frozen turkey, I suppose the big advice on that is you need to give yourself enough time to defrost it. So with a frozen turkey, it takes about 24 hours for every 2 to 2.5 kilos. So if you had, let's say, a 7 kilo turkey, which is about 10 pounds, that could take, basically, you need to start defrosting that today so that it's ready
for Sunday.
Yeah, it can take up to 3 days for a really big turkey if it's frozen. You'll know it's fully defrosted when it's soft to the touch and there's no ice crystals inside. And the best place to defrost it, bottom shelf of your fridge on a tray so it collects any juices. So you don't want to defrost it on the counter. You definitely don't want to defrost it in the utility or in the garage where one of the pets might get at it. So bottom shelf of your fridge. If you're buying a fresh turkey from your butcher, what we'd recommend, I suppose, is try and buy close to Christmas as possible because your butcher will be able to store it for you. So storage can be an issue for people if you've got a small fridge or if you mightn't have room in your fridge. But generally, we would say no more than a couple of days before you intend to cook it. So really, you should be keep it in your fridge from a couple of days out. So that would probably be Friday onwards if it's a fresh one.
Okay. Now, I would have thought, not knowing about this kind of thing, the first thing you might do it is put it under the tap and give it a bit of a wash. But apparently that's the worst thing to do.
That's absolutely the worst thing to do. So absolutely wash things in your kitchen. But the one thing you don't want to wash is the turkey. And the reason why you don't want to wash it, or any poultry for that matter, is when you wash it, that sprays droplets off the turkey around your kitchen sink and onto other things that will be near your sink. And we've looked at research into this, and it's about an arm's length away from your sink. So food poisoning bacteria, but an arm's length away from your sink onto other things that might be in the kitchen. No need to wash it. Thorough cooking will kill any bacteria. If you do need to clean it, sometimes you'll get a fresh turkey from the butcher. You might need to clean it. Some kitchen paper. Wipe it down, put that paper into your bin or into your brown bin, but definitely don't wash it.
How do you know that it's adequately cooked?
Okay, so this year certainly, turkey is the big part of the day. People want it to be right, and about 9 or 10% of people are worried about undercooking it, people are worried about overcooking it. And if you've cooked turkey yourself, you'll know it can dry out. So what we're saying to people is the best way to know that it's cooked is by using a meat thermometer.
So are they expensive?
They're not. No, I've got some along with me here today.
It's a stick-in yolk, yeah.
Yeah, so an analogue one, which looks like a little kind of a clock face with a needle on the end of it, they start about €7. A digital one, which I got this morning, that was, I think, €10. And they range from...
And what's
from
the big yolk with the tube? It looks like an electric prod for a cattle.
Well, I knew I was coming in here, Ivan, so I brought it. So that's, I suppose that's a slightly bigger one that would probably work.
It's an industrial one, really.
Pretty much, yeah, or it would work for maybe barbecues where you need a bit more distance. But honestly, an analog one, which is this one with the little clock face on it.
So when you stick it in, what temperature? Is it 75 degrees centigrade? So
75 degrees is what you want to look at. And where you want to stick it is important. So you want to aim for the thickest part of the turkey. So that's between, so I know we're on radio, so people are trying to visualize, what's the thickest part of a turkey? So that's the side part between the breast and the leg, the thickest part. Pop it in there, stick it all the way in there, and when it reads 75 degrees, then it's done. Then it's cooked, it's ready to eat. If you don't have a meat thermometer or if you can't get one in time for Christmas, the tried and tested tests. So cut into it, make sure it's piping hot, there's no pink meat and the juice is run clear, and then it's cooked
okay.
as well.
Now, I'm a kind of don't throw out anything,
sure.
you know what I mean? And therefore, I'd be eating the turkey for 4 days after it. What is, you know, cold turkey, literally, how long is it safe to eat it?
Okay, so any cooked leftover food, really 3 days is when you want to
even
be...
Even if it's in the fridge?
Even if it's in the fridge, yeah. So after 3 days... really should be going into your recycling. What you can do to extend the life of it is that you can freeze it. Obviously, with any food, you can freeze it, and that will extend the life of it. So,
You can freeze cooked turkey.
You can freeze cooked turkey. You can freeze any cooked food, and then you're as long as you refrigerate it properly and then freeze it properly, then you're looking at maybe 3 to 4 months for it in the freezer. But you need to cool it down before you. Refrigerate
okay.
it. That's the important part.
What's the safest way to reheat turkey? Just stick it in the microwave for 3 minutes or what?
Well, reheat it only once, we'd say.
Okay.
That's the advice. So reheat it only once and reheating it more than once, that's not a good thing to do. And again, to help yourself with that, I suppose, is when you've cooked your turkey and you've enjoyed it on Christmas Day, within 2 hours, get it into the fridge. And you can do that by cutting it into smaller pieces. And that means as well that you can freeze smaller pieces. You don't have to freeze.
And use it as you need it.
And use it as you need it, exactly.
Okay. Now, reheating stuffing. What's all the advice? Would you put the stuffing into the gizzard, into the inside? Because I used to remember when I was a child, it would all be stitched up.
That's
and it'd be
right.
lovely brown skin
right.
and stuffing on it. Now they do it all separately in a little yolk, you know what I mean?
So many shop-bought or butcher-bought turkeys will already be pre-stuffed in the kind of the neck area. Traditionally, I suppose turkeys would have been stuffed in the cavity, and you can stuff it in the cavity. That is totally safe to do, but you need to allow extra cooking time for that. So for a cavity stuffed turkey, you could need to allow up to an extra hour. The challenge there is that the turkey becomes quite dry. So if you're in any doubt, cook the stuffing separately.
And can you reheat stuffing?
You can, but again, with any cooked leftover, you need to reheat it only the once.
All right. I cook ham in the slow cooker on Christmas Eve. How soon can it go to the fridge? I know it can't stay out too long, but it can't go into the fridge hot.
No, yeah, true. So with any cooked food, I mean, we would say 2 hours, within 2 hours of it coming out of the oven, is when it should go into the fridge. And again, you can help things cool down quicker, like a cooked turkey, by cutting it into smaller pieces and then putting it in the fridge. But you definitely don't want to put warm food into your fridge. But yeah, within 2 hours of cooking it.
You know, the way there'd be juices on the thing and you'd make gravy.
Yes.
Is there any concerns there about blood or juices there?
No, not at all. If you've cooked your turkey thoroughly, the juice is happy to use. You know, you're perfectly fine to use those in your gravy. And again, with the gravy, if you're going to reuse that, again, reheat it only the one time. But yeah, no, perfectly fine to use turkey juices in gravy. Quite often, if you buy a butcher turkey, they might include the giblets inside. That's a little small bag that contains parts of the turkey. A lot of people use those for gravy. So if you're buying a butcher-bought turkey, make sure you just check on the inside first to make sure there's no little plastic bag inside, because some people have cooked their turkeys with the plastic bag inside. And that's...
Now, you know, we started with the defrosting of the turkey.
Sure.
Once that's cooked, you can refreeze that meat, cooked meat.
Absolutely. Any cooked meat, as long as you've cooked it thoroughly, you can refreeze it. What I would say is for any supermarket-bought products, some of those can't be refrozen. So just always check the manufacturer's label on those. But if you've bought a turkey yourself or a ham, and you've cooked it thoroughly, absolutely safe to refreeze.
Could you eat the plum pudding in February? You know, like do put it on the pan, put a little butter on it and fry it up, no?
Yeah, you could do. I mean, plum pudding's full of fruit, sometimes full of alcohol as well, so that helps preserve the fruit. So I know my mother used to cook a plum pudding at Christmas and we'd eat it at St. Patrick's Day. So yeah, it's okay to use something like that, I suppose, as long as it's been stored in an airtight container, because I suppose air and heat would be what you don't want getting at it. But yeah, plum pudding would be okay.
Okay, giblets.
Mm-hmm.
People throw them in the bin or give them to the dog or
yeah.
cook them, or what do you think in relation to giblets?
So,
or are they now a thing of the past?
They tend to be a thing of the past. Certainly I remember growing up there was always giblets in the turkey, but a lot of people use them for making gravy. Boil them down to make gravy. That's quite advanced now if you've got plenty of time on Christmas Day, but generally they won't be included by your butcher unless you ask for them.
Now, For me, it's just straightforward. We have an aga. You put it in the general cooker, right? Slow cooker, air fryer, in a bag. What are the options there?
Okay, so with a slow cooker or with a air fryer, I'm not guessing a turkey may fit in an air fryer. If you really want to use an air fryer, if that's the only option you have, we'd recommend probably the legs and the breast of the turkey that you'd cook in that. Same with the slow cooker. If a full turkey won't fit into it, cook the legs and the breast or the crown in the air fryer. In a bag, again, bags are used in a lot of shop-bought turkeys to help them cook properly. Again, check the cooking time. We have a really handy calculator on our website at safefood.net/Christmas.
Say that again.
So safefood.net/Christmas, or you can just search Safe Food Christmas in your favourite search engine. We've got a calculator there. It'll give you the cooking time for your turkey, whether it's stuffed or unstuffed. But if it's a shop-bought and if it's in a bag, quite often it'll have a cooking time on it. What I would say about cooking times, they're recommendations, so they really depend on how efficient your oven is, how many things you've got in there, potatoes, vegetables and all that. So check it with the meat thermometer or the
speaking about recommendations, when I was living in Swansea during bankruptcy, I go into Tesco in Swansea and you go to this really cheap counter where things would be 1 or 2 days over the best before dates, but they'd be perfectly all right. What's your attitude to best before dates?
So best before dates, I suppose they're a sign of quality. Use by dates is really the important one. So something with a use by date, that's a deadline. So best before is a guideline. Really, it's just to do with the quality of a food, but use by is the deadline. So use by is the one you want to look for. So if there's something in your fridge that's got a use by date that's expired, we'd say throw that out.
Or finally, can you freeze smoked salmon?
You can just check the label. Some brands can't be frozen, but yeah, you can absolutely.
It keeps for a while, normally speaking, doesn't it?
It does, it's been smoked, absolutely. But yeah, just check the label. But generally, you can freeze smoked salmon and then just obviously defrost it thoroughly before you go to use it.
Well, there you have it. Everything that you could conceivably want to know about a Safe Food Christmas. My thanks, and check out the Safe Food Christmas website. Dermot Moriarty, marketing and communication manager, north and south, all across the island. What more would you need?
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
To know.